hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
I'm Alan Watt. I'm standing in for John Stadmiller for a couple of hours. And it's funny how that last rebroadcast tied in with this one. It was almost like deja vu, you might say, from a previous recording. What I've been doing in the last few talks is to try and show the continuity of planning that goes on a grand scale, unknown to the public, a planning which takes part in big, well-financed think tanks, paid for by big foundations and the group that in England is called the establishment. The establishment have always been there, consisting of high aristocracy and those who've gained wealth over hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of years, and have never lost it. In fact, they just add to it. The secret of controlling people on a grand scale is to give them one reality while you live in another if you're a controller. Even those who help in the think tanks have their own particular degree of reality. They're not told the whole story. They're simply well paid, rather intelligent and cunning, and they understand the natures of the people beneath them. That's how marketing companies work, in fact. Marketing companies will take any product and find some way to make you want it. If you notice that advertising on television seldom has anything to do with the actual product, it's meant to sell you happiness. Now, why would they sell you happiness? It's because, as Aldous Huxley said in his Berkeley lecture, he said, well, most people you see are unhappy. And he knew that because he worked for the people who made you unhappy. You can't keep control over happy people. They tend to get uppity when you try to move them off their land and little things like that. So you keep them in a state of tension, and never knowing if the economy is going to crash tomorrow, or their jobs are going overseas, or there's going to be a war with guys at the North Pole, or wherever they decide it's going to be. That's how they keep you unhappy. They also, since the 20th century and the introduction of television, an interesting word if you break it down, for tell in old Aramaic meant something that was built on a previous system or place. So Levi and Sion comes into it as well, the high priest, you see, of the occult mystery. And no, it's not Jewish at all. It's much, much older than Judaism. And it's still in effect today. It's the principles of controlling opposites, the sun and the moon. And that's what they're talking about here, controlling nature, primarily the nature of human beings, down through the ages. If you are in a happy condition, like happy sheep, you might get used to that field you're grazing in. You might like the grass. You might even like the surroundings. We like the familiar. Therefore, to move you from that pasture to another one takes either sheepdogs or something to frighten you. When you're frightened, you generally go the way of the one who you trust the most, and that's the Good Shepherd. They're very careful to supply us with good shepherds, and today it's experts and scientists that tell us what to do, because we're rather too silly to understand all these things ourselves, and we have been trained since birth to be obedient to and follow the experts. Lord Bertrand Russell wrote copiously about this back in the 1950s and 60s. Well, I hear some ads coming up, and I'll be back after these messages.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hello, I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadtmiller for a couple of hours, and I believe we have a caller from Pennsylvania called Mark. Are you there, Mark?
Alan, are you there?
Hello?
Alan?
Yes.
You are, I hate to use the word hero, but I don't use that lightly, and I'm using it for you. You're the man.
I'm the man, eh? Okay.
I have several questions, and I'll run through them real quick. Anyone who is knighted, would they be considered on the other team?
Yes.
So, for example, and this is really going to disappoint my wife, Elton John, who she loves so dearly, he's knighted. Not good, and you're in the music industry, so you probably know a little bit more about him than most people do. Ron Paul, is he delivered to us as a hero, as you talk about?
That may or may not be. The fact is, with Ron Paul, let's be honest, politics is a con game. We've been through this with Pat Buchanan and a whole bunch of David Duke, and they had a whole bunch before that. They always give you a hero, and the problem is, it's the public's fault because they look for someone else to do all of this for them. That's the problem.
There's a website that has a quote from him in Congress praising the Vatican. And actually, that's what kind of, because I was a Ron Paul, I was, for the first time, I was going to vote in 22 years. I know you've never voted. And I was all excited about voting for Ron Paul, and I know this is going to bode well for the station we're listening to. But that kind of opened my eyes. And then there are a few other things that he's talked about. For example, he's denied that he has any links to the 9/11 truth movement, that sort of thing. So I think people should really look into that. Hopefully we're wrong about that. It would be nice to have someone who is so into doing the right thing. And also, isn't the word constitution, the first three letters, con?
That's right. The con is the con. It means a lot of things in the old mystery religions. You'll find very important words come from C-O-N. And sure, it's a con. It is a con.
So, I mean, when they say that he's Mr. Constitution, mm-hmm. That's not a good thing, is it?
It's a con of standing. In Masonry, Freemasonry, and the Founding Fathers were Freemasons, they talked about people in good standing, upright people. And so the Constitution really is the con of the standing. They did leave this prosperity to their offspring, but they were talking about themselves at the time. That was the big trick. The ordinary person had nothing to do, no inputs into the making of the Constitution, because Masonry at that time was set upon setting up a new type of feudal system and society that went all the way from Voltaire, who had his own township. He was a lord of the town. If you wanted to get married, you'd have to introduce your future wife to him for the okay. They did the same thing with the Owens system that came over from England to create utopia in the United States. And even Henry Ford did the same thing with his Ford Family Foundation. All of his workers had to basically go to him. He would come into their homes if there was even disputes with the workers to settle the affairs. They believed they were high knights, you see, and had the right to rule the lesser in a beneficial way.
I have two more things, then I want to actually help you. David Ogilvy of Ogilvy and Mather. Do you know anything about him?
I know the Ogilvys in Britain, yeah.
He wrote books on advertising, and I'm in the advertising business, which is actually listening to for the last 2 months. I've been listening to your podcast so often that I've actually haven't been begging for sex as often to my wife. That's probably a good thing for her. But in all seriousness, he predicted 13 changes in his book. On page 217, anyone in the advertising business can see this. Prediction number 7 is, advertising will play a part in bringing the population explosion under control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is he one of the propagandists then?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And loose change. If I were to, you know, I'm always trying to wake people up. Is Loose Change a movie that I should wake people up with, or is that a distraction?
I have to say that I haven't even seen it.
Really?
I haven't seen it, no.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the movies that you know, came along the scenes and woke a lot of people up to 9/11 truth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now here's my proposition. I've heard you say in several of your podcasts that you know of a handful of people who have donated to your cause to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to add to that. How do I go about sending you, you want an international money order? Maybe you might want to explain that to people who don't know what that's all about.
Well, if they're in the U.S., they have two options. They can either send a personal check or an international postal money order you get from your post office. It has to be international to get cashed in Canada, but a personal check will be cashed all right in Canada without a problem from the U.S.
Now, here's the key. You said that you get some of your mail opened, and you said you can only count on a handful of people. You actually know the people who have donated to you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that money being sent to you isn't being stolen to further quash your speech?
Well, most of the ones who send it will email me that it's
on
its way.
So you do respond to email then?
Yeah.
Okay. My final question is, what would put a smile on your face?
A smile on my
face? What can we do that will put, because let's face it, you're depressing, Alan. I mean, I listen to you religiously, and I don't want you to be depressed.
Yeah.
What can I do, and what can people listening do to put a smile on your face? What would be utopia for you?
Well, the only utopia is to rather than go the way we're supposed to go by the way we're guided, or by opposing them in the way they expect us and actually predict that we shall oppose them, we have to find another way out of this, and we have to start being humane to each other for a change, we've become so selfish and cut off from each other, we have lost what we called society. And when we lose society, we lose everything. Once people start to change this, turn off that television set and communicate with each other, then and really communicate, then believe you me, the agenda will be in trouble very quickly.
So this is a doable thing. I mean, it doesn't take someone... You see, I think when people say protesting and screaming into a bullhorn and all the other radio show hosts we know about, that's really BS, quite frankly. All we have to do is wake the people up. I mean, in football, if we all know that the blitz is coming, if the quarterback knows there's a blitz, he's not going to run the blitz, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's all it really... My mom always says, she's not with me on this one, my dad's starting to come on the side. She's like, well, what can we do about it? And I said, well, I think we need to talk about it. We need to let people know that if they're saying that vaccines are good for us and we reject that, then they won't do this to us.
Mm-hmm.
Is it as simple as that?
And the thing is, too, we must spend time with the younger ones, because most people today are so caught up and being busy and running around, they ignore the youth, and the youth are getting all of the reality, what they think is reality, from television and school. And they're cut off. They have no bonding. We've got to get through to them to give them that will, to start that will off, because they're going to get the brunt of the changes, you know, and we cannot leave that to them.
So is turning off the TV probably the biggest step people can take?
Absolutely. All the big boys said back in the 1950s that television would be the main indoctrinational instrument that would be used, and that's why they imported millions of them into Britain. The government imported millions of them, refurbished television sets from DER company, which is red backwards, of course.
Right.
And they made sure that everyone could afford it in Britain, these cheap television sets. China has done the same. They wanted the whole nation to have a television set by 2005, in fact. So it's a very important for them to have the propaganda instrument right there in the home. And it's also the main agent for the destruction of the family. If a man is sitting looking at young nubile dancers every night of the week, he's going to start to lose interest in his wife, and vice versa. The women are looking at the soaps all day long and looks at old Harry over there with his working hands, and it becomes less appealing. This is meant to destroy. It's also meant to condition the youth into looking for the powerful, because youth who have no contact with any authority will actually try and seek or crave authority, and they take those who are most powerful. What they see today as powerful are the soldiers, the guys in black uniforms with machine guns. We have to break the cycle before it's too late.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Let's call a spade a spade. You know, women get romance novels as their porn also, correct?
Yeah, they do.
And is that delivered to us by the big boys also?
Absolutely. In fact, if you go to any used bookstore, they'll tell you, even if they have collections of collector's books, their biggest turnover, the thing that keeps them all going, are recycled so-called romance stories. And sure enough, I had no idea until some people pointed out to me these romance stories are just completely having sex with one stranger after another.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get like Goodwill or used, you know, one of them type places, and it's mind-blowing how many romance novels are there. I'll let you run, but I still didn't really get the full answer on what would put a smile on your face. If I were to send you, and the people listening to this were to send you $50 or $100 or $500, obviously... Or maybe not, obviously, with you. I have a hard time telling. Would $500 put a huge smile on your face, or is that too much or too little? Or
I would certainly put a smile on my face, because, that way I could pay the insurance on my old truck.
Okay. So, I mean, if five people listening right now sent you $100, would you send you five, that would put a smile on your face?
Absolutely, yeah.
Very good. Great talking to you.
What I'll do now is answer the first question, because I think you mentioned knighting.
Yeah.
Well, Elton John is part of the culture creation industry.
Yeah, please go into this, because my wife is almost there on the truth side, and this is going to devastate her, so go ahead.
Well, it's not really to devastate. I mean, the music is good, and he certainly is a fantastic pianist. However, the guy who writes the words is a different author who writes the actual words. Elton John certainly adds the music to it. I'll answer it more fully after these messages.
stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, standing in for John Stadmiller. And I'll finish up on the last caller's question about the knighthoods. Well, the British Empire and all the Commonwealth countries, including Canada, gives out these orders, even to cartoonists and political cartoonists that play the game of illusion creation for the general public. And the culture creation industry being so important for directing the minds of the people, especially the young, what to wear, that's where you get your fashions shown, how to behave, how to dress, how to be aggressive or sentimental, all comes from culture creation. And people like Elton John were big up there in it too and did very, very well in the music industry. He also promotes certain movements, and that was another part of it too, political movements, in fact, you might say. And that's part of the reason he got rewarded. However, there's also a scam involved that came out recently with Tony Blair, because he was handing out knighthoods to different musicians for about £40,000 contribution to his party. So there's also corruption at that level. It really doesn't mean so much. However, there are different orders of knighthoods. Once you get up into the Order of the Garter, then you're really in the big time. You're on your way. You're joined at the hip, so to speak, with the people at the top. In fact, you could be allowed to breed amongst some of the aristocracy yourself and have aristocratic offspring. So the culture creation industry definitely is showered with these honors as having served part of the system. I used to look back at the rock and roll period, the real hard rock, and then heavy metal eras and so on, and the drugs that came in with it. The drugs were not made by people in basements. They were made by the big pharmaceutical companies on behalf of MI6 in Britain and dumped over walls at universities in sacks. That's how they got LSD off the ground. And they knew they could literally break the bond of a generation. That was one of their intentions. If they could break the bond of one generation between the old way of life and their parents and the new, while they indoctrinated them with the new culture, they could help end the family unit. That was the main reason for it. So music was terribly important to them, along with the drug industry that came out of it, heavily reinforced. And the BBC itself ran all the music stations at that time in Britain, including the television stations that promoted the youth, the new youth culture, free love and all this kind of stuff. It was all intentional. So as I say, every British Commonwealth country gets knighted. It's so interesting to see even Mayor Giuliani, after 9/11, went over and he got knighted by royalty for going into his basement concrete place where they had continuity of government and fulfilling his role there. Kissinger got knighted, Papa Bush got knighted. So many of them go over to Britain and get knighted. And there's a key to this, because if you go into people like the Bronfman family, the family that came in from Russia, sat on a farm and bided their time while the railroads came through in the early 1920s, and then suddenly became multi-millionaires with the booze industry during Prohibition. Old Sam Bronfman, who could have bought and sold most people in the U.S., his dying wish was to be knighted by the Queen. And we have to ask, why would he need this? Why was it so important to him to be knighted by the Queen? It was because the system that runs the legal above system also runs the illegal down below system. And they run both sides of it and have all done through the ages. It's back to the laws of nature and the controlling of opposites once again. That's how you control whole civilizations down through the ages. You have a legal system and an illegal system, and you run both sides of the game. That's the control of nature. Sam Bronfman donated millions of dollars to the same charity that the Queen and the King donated to, in the hope he'd be noticed and asked over to be knighted. Now, today, I don't think they'd have any problem, but back in his day, it wouldn't be seemly, it wouldn't be terribly comely for royalty to knight a known gangster. It's interesting, too, that the Kennedy, old Joe Kennedy, who also was a partner in this whole game with the Bronfmans, and shipped stuff back and forth. When they stopped Prohibition in the U.S., they reversed the flow because Canada got it brought in after the U.S. stopped it, and they reversed the flow of the booze back into Canada. And old Kennedy was a prime mover in all of this vast undertaking at the time. Well, he spent most of World War II in Buckingham Palace with the Queen. Great friends they were. And you have to ask, oh, what's this relationship with the British royalty, with gangsters? It's a very interesting thing to go into with lots of history behind it. And then you find that the top bands that brought in the drugs, they brought in the dysfunctional society, the breakup type of the family, even the free love which came out with abortion, the whole industry that came from it, you find all of those big groups being knighted by royalty. And yet royalty supposedly was there to keep the old culture going, the old traditional ways. Well, we're finding out now, aren't we? I'll be back after, I think, these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadmiller for the next hour and a half or so. And I tell things as they are. Some people might think I'm depressed, but I'm not really. In fact, the visitors who come here, the very few who are allowed to come here, generally have a good belly laugh once in a while, and sometimes quite frequently. However, the topics we're discussing are of the gravest importance, because the more you understand the predicament we're all in, the heavier the situation, and we have to understand this. It's difficult, I know, when money is coming in, you have a good job, and you're doing pretty well, and you have your sex 2.5 times per week, and you have your family and all the rest of it, and you can keep up with the Joneses. But you see, that's not going to last very long. And all hell will break loose, because the elite themselves have decided that they don't want this system as it is to last too long. They've told us they're going to drastically change it. Change it by methods which are rather horrible, in fact, to do with population reduction on very large scales. That's a hard thing for people to imagine, when they can go out and go to work and do their work and come back and play around and so on. But that is actually going to happen. And the boys at the top are not kidding when they talk about their depopulation agenda, it's even more horrific when you realize they've actually been doing it since before we were born through inoculations with cancers, cancer viruses in the vaccines. That's all been admitted to. And of course, they always tell you, well, it was just oversights and mistakes. That's how they get away with it. Until you look into the authors of the vaccines and you find out they're all eugenicists who belong to eugenic societies, survival of the fittest and best, and they believed in reducing the populations, and suddenly they're presented as the great benefactors of mankind. We live in a horror show in reality, and to try and be exuberantly happy with the knowledge that you accumulate would mean that you were actually nuts. So I'd rather go on an even keel and explain what's happening to society for those who can understand it without cracking up and going to pieces. Because I am well aware, too, that bad information on a daily basis can overwhelm a person and depress them as well and put them into a form of nihilistic despair. That's not what I'm about. What I'm trying to do is show you the bad side first, the terrible side, and then tell you to start having some faith in yourself and start working towards another way, a better way, because the elite have said this system as it stands now is not sustainable. They decided that a long time ago and published all their findings, and they keep republishing their findings to an audience that doesn't want to hear it. We have to find another way, but not their way, of coming out of this, because we have the potential to be far, far greater than we are at the moment. Right now, we're so separated from each other, and that was intentional, the separation of not just the family, but the bigger family, the people themselves, and divided and conquered almost, that we don't communicate at all to each other, except on trivia and work events, and what we've bought, and what we're going to buy, like trained robots. We're not expressing human feelings towards each other. That's gone by the wayside. And that's why people soak up the movies that come out, because they crave contact on a deeper level with other human beings. We don't have it in real life anymore. We don't even know our neighbors. And sure enough, some of them who are so far gone, you might not want to know, and that's also true, because we have a psychopathic system all around us where even ordinary people brought up in it take on psychopathic traits of the dog-eat-dog and to compare each other with what they have rather than who they are. And that's a tragedy, a tremendous tragedy, because the ancients always said to listen to a king or a pauper, you'll always learn something, and that's very, very true. We live in a world of projected illusions, projected through mass marketing companies, but planned in much higher think tanks that comprise specialists in specific areas of society and sociology and psychology. They keep us running in circles, chasing rainbows and illusions, while they go ahead with an agenda which is not to their detriment at all. We have to understand this, and we have to understand the gravity of the situation we're in. We're dealing with people who plan wars. They plan mass killings in advance, like a business plan. They plan how many of the populations they have should be reduced, what type should be reduced, what gender should be reduced, what age group should be reduced. They plan this cold-bloodedly and perfectly, and they make it happen. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people now who are manipulating the weather. I keep telling people to try and get a hold of the book. It's a paperback book. You can pick it up for 75 cents, I understand. It's called The First Revolution. And it's written by the founders of the Club of Rome, one of the premier think tanks on sustainable development. They came up with the term sustainable development. And in the book, you'll find the founders talking about the creation of terrible weather through scientific means, and then blaming the public, convincing the public that they were causing the problems in order to give up all the rights and be managed better by the experts in control. This is all real stuff. They are manipulating the weather. The biggest problem people have today across most of the globe are bronchial infections because of the heavy aerial spraying of aluminum oxide and barium and other metallic substances. Ask any pharmacist and they'll tell you what their biggest selling products happen to be. You can't dose the air with all of this on a daily basis, and I've had it now continuously for about 10 years. You cannot do this, add this to the air, without side effects filling up, and we're experiencing it. If you were to compare the person of today at 20 years of age with someone of 100 years ago at the same age, we have about half the physical strength that they did, half the stamina. Our immune systems have been targeted by biochemical weaponry through inoculations that we were trained were going to help us boost our immunity. They actually helped destroy our immunity because they wanted to bring the population down. They discussed it in think tanks. They published their findings. And they're going ahead with even more inoculations for the very, very young, even before the age of 2 years old, before the immune system is even working. We are dealing with a horror show, in actual fact. That's the reality of it. And one day, probably not too far away, we'll wake up to a few shocks as they bring on chaos, because their motto is Ordo Ab Chao. They're going to bring order out of chaos. Chaos to them means that everything that you thought was normal will be turned upside down, and you'll be panicking in a thousand directions. I have read revelations to some students I've taught over the years and explained the true meanings behind them, because revelations is written by the mystery religion. It's written in the typical mystery language of the mystery religion, where they talked about a different type, how many would get saved and how many would perish, how you'd have plagues, famines, and war, you'd have earthquakes in various places, and all of this stuff had been used in ages past. Only this time, because of hard work and the gathering of the sciences of nature, we have the techniques and the sciences to actually make it happen. Heart itself can cause the earthquakes. It can control and start tornadoes and direct them. It can do all of the things pretty well that Revelations describes. The laboratories, and it's hard to imagine there are people maybe next door to you that go off to work every day, get paid vast sums of money, and work on creating new viruses and bacterium that one day are supposed to be released upon the world to kill off a lot of people. And they come home to their wives and children, and they seem maybe like normal people to you. These psychopathic creatures exist, and they're sought out very early at school for the particular traits, and trained in a much higher level of knowledge than even professors attain, because there are three levels of all sciences. Three levels on the go continuously, parallel to each other, and yet the one at the bottom doesn't know the middle one exists. I can remember when Nick Bibbage was on the Wendy Mesley show on television in Canada, and for some reason, I haven't asked him yet, he had all of these little handheld gizmos about the size of a television remote. And he told Wendy to stand 20 feet away, and he pointed at her head and he asked her what she heard. She had music in the middle of her head. He said that this equipment was used by the CIA in the 1950s. It's obsolete. Now, what size do you think that equipment would be today? And you can bet your bottom dollar that was a solid-state circuitry, microcircuitry. And this is before the public had even been given the transistor for the transistor radio. There were ahead of what the public are told they are. And that's the same today. Whatever the science magazines tell you that actually looking on was done on a higher level a long time ago, and that's why it's called research. The searching is done already. You have research. And yet, the controllers above the CIA have even higher weaponry because they wouldn't give it to their workers to keep that for themselves, just in case. We are living in a time when the old allegory of Eden is coming true, because Eden was really an allegory of a perfection of nature. And if nature wasn't good enough and you leave Eden, then there's only one direction out of it, and that path leads to exactly where it must always lead, and that's where we are today. It must always lead to man trying to become God, and to man trying to conquer nature because it wasn't good enough for him. That's even in the Masonic literature, that they're there to perfect all that was left imperfect, not just the basic human being itself. And so you'll have an elite who will always use all of these secret sciences, because knowledge is power. If you want to maintain power, you never share all of it with the public. And the most powerful sciences you have, you never share with the public. One day that will be used on the public to bring us to our knees or annihilation, one or the other. If we're brought to our knees, it will still be a form of annihilation, because the Borg of the Star Trek series, it came out of NASA, by the way, because Gene Roddenberry was a member of NASA. He was told to write predictive programming around what their findings were at NASA. And so pretty well everything that is to come, you saw in the Star Trek series, a predictable society where everyone is chipped in the brain and controlled by central computers, just like the Borg, because when they can predict what everyone is doing, they will feel safe at the top. Psychopaths, you understand, because of all their dirty deeds, fear exposure. They're terrified of exposure. It's the one thing they fear the most. And they fear the public. They become paranoid about the general public. They hate, in fact, the general public. They've always wanted to dominate them completely. In the past, they've used religions and rewritten every holy book in every land to make the people obedient to the government of whatever type it was or is. But it's never enough, you see. There's always that little possibility that someone will try to obey their god rather than the king. And if that happens, the king might be overthrown. They've worked very, very hard to bring us to this new level where science will control all of us. Now all they have to do, according to their own writings and that they've released from their world science meetings, all they have to do now is convince us, the people, to accept it. And I've no doubt this will be marketed to us by the big spokespeople that people worship on stage, like Dr. Phil or Oprah, or others in other countries, the same types. It will be promoted as a wonderful thing for finding your children, not getting lost, or even making a cell phone call from inside your own skull, something that DARPA's already done, basically, according to their own literature, with a paraplegic they tried a brain chip with. You can now email people on a 70% success basis just by thinking about it. That's how they'll sell this whole idea. And the public have been conditioned step by step from television to the computer to the little Blueberry handheld gizmo and the iPods to the cell phone. And it's really a training exercise into getting you to accept the next logical step, which is a chip in your brain, which you'll be told will do all of the previous things, but in fact, it will be there simply to control you completely. At Loyola University, they said that this, once everyone is chipped, there'll be no society as we thought of it before. There'll be no ability to think as an individual person. They said, think of it more like the hive. And this is a professor from Japan. He says, think of it more like the hive, the beehive. You'll hear the buzzing of thoughts coming from the central computers that are programming the people, and the programs coming back from the people to the computers. Everyone will hear this buzzing sound in their head. That is the utopia that they're talking about. And to be honest, it's a bit of a nightmare. I don't think I should be too happy about the prospect of it. I don't think any of us should be too happy at the prospect of us. And we better start speaking out now before they bring it out. They're already conditioning children on a massive, massive scale. And they said they would do this at the Loyola University meeting at Louisiana in the first one about 2001. And I have them on my site under the archives if you check into them. And they said they promote this. This will be promoted, in fact, they said, through novels, through cartoons, where the superheroes will have the chips and have all these powers. They'll be in movies, etc. Now, these guys never once talked about politics. They knew better. They work for the elites.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, filling in for John Stadmiller. Now John will be back tomorrow. He's going to fill in for Jack Otto's show at tomorrow's Saturday. And I've just been informed as well that the voice has been all scrambled. My voice has been scrambled this last while and it's not this phone here, and I'm not on Skype or anything, so I don't know if someone's tampering along the way with the telephone. That's not uncommon when I'm on, mind you. I get that in my personal phone calls as well. I also get lots of tapping if I'm talking at night with people. If I talk about the occult, they'll give me peace and quiet because they enjoy that kind of stuff. It's better than the George Norrie show. But if I get onto politics, the young people who put on the night shift to listen in get fed up and they start tapping the lines until I change the topics again. But it seems that something's happening with my voice right now. So remember, tomorrow, as I say, John Stadmiller will fill in for Jack Otto. That's tomorrow, Saturday. You can look up RBN for the times. As I was saying, to finish off this hour, though, when you understand more and more of the length of this system, how long it's been going on, the incredible cruelty that's been inflicted upon countless generations of people by a small group of elites using a monetary system which they can actually employ whole armies by and use on the people. It's really been a horror show for most people up until fairly recent times. We've only had a short break, really, between wars of some kind of prosperity and a little bit of relaxation. Yet even the relaxation was filled for us because the elite said if the public have too much time on their hands, they might communicate all the more, and hence the drive to give us vehicles to occupy our time with, such as television and music and so on. These were again discussed back in the 18th and 19th centuries, how to occupy a public that has more free time on their hands. Remember, in those days, people worked 16 hours per day. And part of the reason was so that they wouldn't be idle, because idle hands, you know, creates idle minds that create mischief. And the elite classes were terribly worried about the communication that might happen between working peoples to each other. And they were worried about losing control over a public that had nothing to do for a few hours every day except tell their sad stories to each other and perhaps pass on some wisdom. Who knows where that might lead? So there we are. I hope we're still coming in loud and clear. And if not, maybe I can get a new connection for the second hour here and try and bypass this particular line. I have heard that Skype is prone to do this, and apparently it's coming in like Skype, but I am not on Skype. So the landline should be better. Perhaps I should phone back in to the radio station and see what line I can come up with. We are living in just a dangerous times. It's not a time for panic, but it's a time for resolution. We'll have to be resolute in our ideas, and we do it by educating ourselves and communicating with other people in a very precise manner by showing them the documentation that's put out by the present groups, the controllers. They're still in publication, these books, and once they read these books, everything will become clear to them, the whys and the wherefores of the present wars, wars which are going to change the entire world and the entire way of living, because that's what wars are really for, not just for the plunder. The plunder is certainly part of it. I hear the music coming on at the top of the hour, and I'll be back after these messages.
A message for